I'd like to share with you a story about a deacon who was challenged by the priest at the parish where he was ministering. And the priest approached him one day and said, "Deacon, I do enjoy your homilies. They're well thought out, and they always have a good message. But I think you need to step out of your comfort zone and reach out to the parishioners in a way that draws them in a little better. Shock them in a good way." So the deacon prayed about how best to reach out to those in the pews. His next Sunday, the preach was the Most Holy Trinity. And he had an idea. He thought, well, maybe I can do my best impression of Rowan Stewart. Now, some of you know who Rowan Stewart is. He was known back in the 70s and 80s as Rockin' and Rollin' Rainbow Man Stewart. He was the guy that wore the funny-colored wig and wore a T-shirt that had John 3:16, or he would literally hold a sign that had the same thing on it. You would see him at the Super Bowl, the World Series, golf tournaments. He was at the Stanley Cup Finals. The guy would show up at conventions. He was everywhere, parades. You would see him all over the place. So the deacon prepared his homily, and then he went about finding a rainbow wig and a number one foam finger, both of which he took to the ambo that weekend when it was his turn to preach. He pulled the wig out and put it on, put the foam finger on his hand, and preached the gospel that we just heard today. And the people were taken aback a little bit at first. But after Mass, they shared with him some very kind comments about his homily and how they were drawn into this. But he shared with me, this is a brother deacon, a friend of mine, who was ordained a couple years ahead of me. He said on his way back to the chair, he was filled with dread because he thought, did I cross over the line? And is Father going to be unhappy with me? And he looked over and Father had this little smile on his face. So Father was pleased that he stepped out, which was a good thing. We've all seen the shirts, the hats, the bumper stickers that have John 3:16 on it. But have you ever really thought about the passage and what it means for God to love? In chapter 3 of John's Gospel, we are introduced to Nicodemus. And Nicodemus is a Pharisee who comes from a very wealthy family. And he comes to see Jesus at night, probably because he didn't want anybody to know that he was there. See, he had interest in what Jesus was saying, but he didn't really understand what the teachings were. Nicodemus thinks in terms of worldly things, the things that he can see and touch. His world makes sense to him because he is in control of those around him and that he has means to live comfortably, so he doesn't have to worry about a whole lot. But Jesus is trying to pull him into deeper waters, out of his comfort zone, if you will. Jesus tries to tell him that in order to see the kingdom of God, one must be born from above. That is, one must be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. The flesh is the flesh, and the spirit is the spirit. Eternal life comes from above. It is not from below. After this encounter, John writes in the gospel these profound words we heard today. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. The Father does not want the world to continue to be condemned and for its people to wander around in spiritual darkness. God did not intend the world to perish. He made it, and everything he makes is good. And he creates everything out of love, because God is love. Have you ever wondered who God loved before there was the world? Who does God love to be defined as love. He loves mankind, but we've only been around for a million years or so. Before that, well, there was the cosmos and the universe, but they've only been around for millions and millions of years. All created by Him out of His love. God cannot begin to love at a certain point in time, because that would mean that God could change. And we know that God doesn't change. So He has always, always loved. God does not love Himself, because that would be egoism or narcissism. God is not capable of loving Himself in that way. God is love because before time began, He always had in Himself a Son, the Word, whom He loves with an infinite love, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the love that flows between the Father and the Son. And there is so much love that the Spirit flows to those whom the Son or the Father sends it. 1 + 1 + 1 equals love. This weekend, we will celebrate three members of our community who will receive baptism, and they will join four others to be fully received into the Catholic Church. And this is a very special time for them and the church as well, for they are drawn into the Trinity that is our loving God. We are happy for them, and we pray that they will always live fully within the love that they will receive at that moment. The unity of God, one God, three divine persons, is a unity of love because it is communion of love. There are three realities in love: one who loves, the one who is love, and the love that unites them. The Father loves the Son, and the Son loves the Father, and the Holy Spirit unites them in love. Each one of the three divine persons does not generally speak about themselves. The Father reveals something about the Son. We see that in the Old Testament. Jesus speaks about the Father many times in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit does not teach one to say His name, which in Hebrew is Ruah, but rather Abba, Father. That is what love does. It is about the other person. The relationship that God has with the world and those in it is so intense that He wrapped Himself around a human body in Jesus Christ. His Christ died on the cross to redeem fallen people. And when Jesus returned to the one who sent Him, the Holy Spirit was the gift that was sent to continue the mission of the Messiah, of the Son. May we always live with the love in the Trinity and be that love to others. God bless.